So today's podcast is on forgiveness, and I want to start to really dive into what forgiveness really is and start to give you some structure for new thought. Why? Because I believe that forgiveness is really at the very beginning of a heart shift. And what I've come to realize is that heart shifting is essential for you to make sustainable change. And I know that that's why you're here. So I also know that forgiveness has long gotten a really bad rap. There just seems to be something about it that causes even the boldest to run for the hills, or even to avoid it at all costs. So why do you think that is? Is it because forgiveness causes pain? Frustration? Is there something about you that might have to change, like maybe your story? The truth is that you will have to change. But what you will need to change is something that perhaps you haven't thought about. The truth is that there is a lot that's asked of us in terms of shifting when it comes to forgiveness. So here are a few things that might come up. You might have to be willing to look at things differently. You might have to admit that you were wrong, but not necessarily that someone else was right. That's something we'll talk about a little bit later. You might have to let go of your armor and be vulnerable again. You might have to learn to be flexible instead of rigid. You might have to give up some judgment about another person or a situation and how you thought that it should be. And you might not be able to find blame when you're all finished. And then what? Then who's responsible for it all? You also might have to move into the next chapter of your life. And yes, your family and friends may not recognize you in that new chapter. You might be asked to see things differently, and then you may find that you actually are different. You might have the need to reach out for love and support, and you might not feel separated from the world any longer. You might start to feel a new softness, and people won't be afraid of you anymore, or perhaps won't reject you anymore. You might find that you're in need of a long rest because you've been holding so tightly to that energy for such a long time that you were walking around in a constant state of exhaustion but didn't realize it. And you might find that, like yourself, or others like yourself, may start to come into the world differently. Or maybe you just find that you like yourself and that you like others differently. Or you might find that you actually love yourself. And then what? What would be your next step? You know, these are all good questions, but they're not really good fears. If they were really good fears, they would be real threats, but they're not. They're illusions, and in some cases, even delusion. Because nothing bad will ever come of you if you forgive. And yes, even if you have to give up all those things that you've been holding on to for such a long time, rather than feeling vulnerable and scared, you will feel vulnerable and strong. What a paradox this is. So what do you think is at the basis of such a bold statement as that? Not good fears? Not real threats? The journey of forgiveness is an opportunity to set aside the pain and suffering and exchange it for happiness and clarity and freedom. Yes, I said freedom, because the freedom that you will experience is like the weight of the world being lifted off your shoulders. Or suddenly you no longer have these cement shoes that have prevented you from moving forwards. You see, the weight of all of that dense energy, that unforgiven energy, is really heavy. And it takes its toll on you, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And it's hard to carry around, and it's hard to keep feeding it, and it's hard to figure out what to do with it the longer you carry it around you and within you. Forgiveness has this inherent energy within it that you may have discarded or you may not even have realized. And that is, forgiveness has an energy of new beginnings and even new life. And that's what's brought about by the heart shifts that accompany you step by step through the process. Now remember, a heart shift is a recalibration of the energy of the heart. And what that means is that its vibrational force shifts to a higher frequency. This higher frequency results in your ability to attract other energies that are compatible to this energy wave. The wave builds in both its size and its velocity and power. So what does that mean to you? Well, suddenly, you may have new perspectives, new emotional responses, new thoughts. You may find, actually, that you start to make new and different kinds of choices for yourself. And of course, those choices become your actions. And these actions become the fabric, the framework for your brand new life. And all of this is with the company of new people, new conversations, and of course, new opportunities as well. And the interesting thing is that forgiveness both starts with the occurrence of a heart shift, giving you permission, as well as it creates more heart shifts in the process. So you're constantly on this journey of raising your vibrational frequency higher and higher and higher. And so this is what continues to open you up to the new life that lays itself before you. Your energy frequency keeps raising as long as you keep feeding it. And the feeding, and this is really what's so amazing, is that the feeding of it is actually inherent in the process itself. There's a brilliance of this design to you, this design of you. And the only thing that you need to do to start this whole process is your willingness to do so. That's it. And all that standing in the way of you and the life that you say that you want, just the little you saying to the big you, "Yes, I give up. Uncle, step in. Please do your magic." So are you ready to heart shift your way into the new life that's waiting for you? Perhaps that's your mission now, to get ready. Because when the universe lays itself at your feet, and it will, I promise you, because it always does so in a big, big way. In fact, the bigger the heart shift, the bigger the life shift. Can you think of a more powerful way to shift than forgiveness? So this is the end of our podcast today. I hope that you can feel yourself more curious and perhaps even expanding a bit as well. And I remain your heart shift coach. And of course, I'm sending you lots of hugs and heart shifts exactly as you need them to be. Until next time.